CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Columbia University will pay millions to the federal government over anti-discrimination investigations. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
The deal between Columbia University and the Trump administration has the school paying $221 million to the federal government in order to restore research money. The administration pulled the funding because of what it described as the Ivy League school's failure to squelch anti-Semitism on campus over the Israel-Hamas war. The multi-million dollar settlement could put pressure on other schools like Harvard to also reach a deal.
A legal blow to President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship. A federal appeals court rules that Trump's order is unconstitutional, affirming a lower court decision that blocked its enforcement nationwide. The latest development puts it a step closer to quickly coming back before the Supreme Court. For the stabbing deaths of the University of Idaho students, Zanna Kernodle, Madison Mogan, Ethan Chapin, and Kaylee Gonzalez, Brian Koberger is told by the judge he will die in prison, life without parole. Zanna Kernodle's stepfather tells Koberger,
I know people believe in other stuff. You're evil. There's no place for you in heaven. You took our children. You are gonna suffer, man.
More from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The remaining question on everyone's mind was why. The motive still unknown. Koberger was given the chance to explain.
Mr. Koberger, you have an opportunity to make a statement if you wish to. I take it you are declining.
I respectfully decline.
Those were the only words he said.
The White House is pushing back against reporting by the Wall Street Journal that Attorney General Pam Bondi informed President Trump in May that his name appears within files regarding convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
This revelation isn't a surprise. We know that the president and Epstein were friends at one time, and just because the president's mentioned in the documents does not mean he did anything wrong. The White House calls this fake news, but these new revelations come at a politically inconvenient time, given the bipartisan push in Congress to release all information regarding the Epstein cases.
The White House insists it has evidence that former President Obama manufactured evidence that Russia helped President Trump win the 2016 election. CBS's Allison Keyes.
National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says the Republic has been undermined by former President Obama's misdirection of a fake intelligence document,
knowing that it was filled with lies.
But some Democrats, including Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chairman Mark Warner, are calling this a new low for the Trump administration to try and avoid declassifying the Jeffrey Epstein files. There has been controversy about the convicted sex traffickers' ties to the president. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
A couple of former bandmates confirm they're going the same way. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, and Lindsey Buckingham confirm they're reissuing their only full-length album as a duo, 1973's Buckingham Nicks, which had never been available on streaming platforms until now. The opening track is online now. On September 19th, Rhino Records will release a remastered version of the entire album, which paved the way for the then 20-somethings to join Fleetwood Mac. Each foreshadowed the news in Instagram posts and on a mysterious billboard off Sunset Boulevard. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Krispy Kreme, GoPro, and Beyond Meat surge as the latest meme stock revival rolls on. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Air quality alert through this evening for high ozone levels. Warm and muggy for tonight, mostly clear and a low in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, heat advisory. Heat index approaching 100, partly sunny, some storms late, and a high near 90. Right now, we're at 86.
Means you meet me in the hallway. means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
WRJ.
cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
W-R-J-N. I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a
you
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Forever too.
line, a wind of a loss of tenel. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. A sudden craze. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Can't you stand that?
said to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
WRJN.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration slip away, 'cause your baby is so far away. Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Explode into space, and let the true nature shine. We were born. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Well, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. A little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
Ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
We'll be right back.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Columbia University is paying the Trump administration to restore federal funding. CBS's Matt Piper in New York.
Columbia University will pay out $221 million after violating Jewish student civil rights on campus. The resolution comes after 4 months of negotiations between the Ivy Leaguer and the Trump administration. The payout will restore federal research money that was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism. Columbia has also agreed to submit to independent monitoring to ensure it's complying with merit-based hiring and admissions requirements.
A federal judge bans the Trump administration from taking Kilmara Brego Garcia into immediate immigration custody if he's released from jail in Tennessee while awaiting trial on human smuggling charges. The judge has ordered the U.S. government to provide 3 business days' notice if it seeks deportation proceedings against him. CBS's Jake Rosen.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson attacked the judge in Maryland for her decision, saying the fact that this unhinged judge is, quote, trying to tell ICE they can't arrest an MS-13 gang member is, quote, lawless and insane.
A federal judge in Florida denies the Justice Department's request to unseal grand jury material stemming from investigations in 2005 and 2007 into the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A separate judge in New York is still considering whether to unseal 2019 grand jury documents. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
There could, of course, be an appeal of this judge's decision. Again, this is a district court judge's decision, but I do think